AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. After a meeting with President Trump in Davos, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced 2 days of meetings with U.S. and Russian officials will begin tomorrow on ending the war. Earlier, he told the World Economic Forum,
Ukraine is working with full honesty and determination, and that brings results. And Russia must become ready, too, to finish this war, to stop this aggression.
Zelensky also had critical words for his European allies.
Instead of taking the lead in defending freedom worldwide, especially when America's focus shifts elsewhere, Europe looks lost, trying to convince the U.S. president to change.
France's navy has intercepted an oil tanker in the Mediterranean, suspected of being part of Russia's shadow fleet. Meanwhile, Karen Chamas reports EU leaders held an emergency summit to discuss the future of transatlantic relations.
The meeting comes after a turbulent 2 weeks dominated by President Trump's renewed threats to take control of Greenland. Just ahead of the summit, Trump dropped threats of tariffs on European nations. However, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen expressed doubts about his reliability. Speaking at the World Economic Forum on Tuesday,
the seismic change we are going through today is an opportunity, in fact, a necessity, to build a new form of European independence.
EU leaders are also discussing Trump's proposed Board of Peace, which some countries have declined to join. I'm Karen Chamas.
In Minnesota, at least 3 people have been arrested over an anti-immigration enforcement protest that disrupted a church service Sunday. And Maine Governor Janet Mills is challenging federal immigration officials to provide arrest warrants, real-time numbers, and information about detainees amid an enforcement operation in that state. This is AP News. Jennifer King reports a murder-for-hire case touted by the Department of Homeland Security has fallen apart at trial.
A Chicago jury deliberated less than 4 hours before finding Juan Espinoza Martinez not guilty of 1 count of murder for hire. Prosecutors alleged he was a gang member who offered a $10,000 bounty for the murder of top Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino. The government's case hung on Snapchat messages sent by the defendant to his younger brother and Adrian Jimenez, a friend who shared the messages with a federal investigator. But defense attorney Dina Singer poked holes in the case, arguing her client never had that kind of money and that the messages amounted to neighborhood gossip exchanged after a few beers. Jimenez suffers from back problems and needed help getting up onto the witness stand. Singer asked jurors if they would solicit a murder for hire from someone who could barely walk. I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news and the latest developments at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.